Capitec released its annual results today, reporting a 19% increase in headline earnings per share. That says the bank managed to grow its customer base by 1.5 million during the period. Siki caught up with the company's CEO, Gerry Fourie, on how the company's getting it right.
We've grown with 1.6 million clients in this year, so we've got now 11.4 million active clients. Yeah. I think what is very important is the number of banking clients, because there's 5.2 million banking clients. Mm. That's a client that actually deposits their salary with us.
Yes.
I think what is amazing is just in the last 2 months, we've attracted 500,000 new clients. And as we're sitting here in March, we're over 200,000. So that's 700,000 new clients joining us. And I think that testimony to the brand.
What percentage of your income is transaction fee income?
Well, currently, if you look at transaction fee income of our lending income, it's 45% or 44%.
Yeah.
So it's a big portion already. I think if you're going to add funeral on top of it in the next 2 to 3 years, we will go over 50%.
Yeah.
So that will give us a very nice diversified portfolio. And then you've got mercantile.
Yeah.
So the whole dependency on just the lending side has definitely disappeared. And I think that's positive for Capitec.
Let's talk a bit about your approach to growing your offering to clients. Right, you've talked now about including the funeral policy side. You're growing on the credit card side. What's been your approach to just adding the incremental value to them?
Well, what we're looking at the whole time is, what is our clients looking for? We spend a lot of time in the market talking to our consultants, talking to our clients, understanding what those needs are. And you know, the credit card was one of those that came out and was quite fairly easy. Funeral was the next one, because I think there's a lot of opportunities in the funeral side. People are, I think, paying too much for too little. And we've come out with a product which we believe very strongly in. And there's quite a lot of new exciting products that we're bringing in the next 12 to 18 months.
Yeah.
We're launching Cash Send now, 2 weeks from now. That will enable a person from his app to send cash to a person that doesn't have a bank account.
Yeah.
And the person can collect at ShopRite Checkers.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of these small changes and enhancements that we're going to make in the next couple of months.
And managing loan growth, we all remember last year, Viceroy Research really trying to tarnish your name. They succeeded with what we saw with Resilient and Steinhoff as well, but you were able to show your books and say that this is not what we are doing, this is not the truth. So let's talk a little bit about how the negative publicity of that and how you've countered it going into 2019.
Well, you know, one of our fundamentals is simplicity and transparency and be open. And I think the way we've handled Viceroy was to be very quick to market, showing that we've got the information, we know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And we published very detailed analysis of the so-called attacks. Coming back to the credit side, I think that's the one area that we've done exceptionally well in this year.
Yeah.
It's been a tough year if you look at the economy, but we've made the right calls, we've pulled back in certain areas. We've opened up in certain areas, and I think if you look at our arrears numbers, our rescheduling numbers, our up-to-date book has grown with 12%. That's people that's up-to-date.
Yeah.
Arrears numbers are down. So I think overall we had a very good credit year.
And I imagine a part of that has been also moving, or at least kind of concentrating your clients in the longer term loans rather than the shorter term loans, I suppose.
Well, I think there's, I'm just coming out and now talking to somebody, you know what, there's a big change that's taken in the unsecured market.
Mm.
In total, I'm talking total market, only 7% of capital advance in unsecured loans are going now to people that's earning below 5,000 rand a month. And only 13%, 20% in total is people earning 10,000 rand and less. So your unsecured market has moved to people with higher income levels. A big portion of it now, about 60%, is now under 15,000 and more.
Yeah.
And that's the total market, it's not Capitec alone.
What do you think that reflects? Is it market? Is it just a change in industry?
I think it's market,
yeah.
It's for sure. I think how the unsecured market has matured. Because in the beginning, it was easy to provide credit, you had high margins, you can absorb the risk, and given what's happened, the margin has been cut, very strong competition, you can't absorb those high arrears. In some of the cases like ourselves, From a reputational side, we're 100% compliance, yeah. But we just said from a compliance side, reputational side, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
And we've just cut back out of those particular areas.
I mentioned you growing your client base in the past year. You are, 11.4 million
yeah.
At this point, but everybody's talking about the new players that are coming into the field. Are you worried about them? Did you lower fees as a preemptive strike? What was that?
Well, it's a combination. I think the first thing you need to understand, we've got 11.4 million clients. 5.2 million of those clients are on an app or on USSD. So they're already on an electronic device.
Okay.
But there's still 6 million, just over 6 million clients that's coming into our branches every single month that is looking for that personal service. And even of that 5.2 million, 3.5 million of those clients is going to our branches. So that's telling you that very strong signal that people are looking for a branch and digital. And
okay.
What we're believing in is you need to have a digital offer. And we've already got 5.2 million clients on digital, so that's a massive figure. We've got the branch network, we've got 840 branches, and then we believe in personal communication. You need to have the ability to communicate with your client and to show to him value and help him to better understand his financial life.
All right, and what's your outlook?
You know, people is all pessimistic in South Africa. I'm the opposite.
Good.
If I look at South Africa, I'm saying to myself, you know, if you look at where we were now, 18 months ago, where we are now, we're in a much better space than what we were 18 months ago. We're far from where we would like to be, but I think it's a massive improvement. There's been very senior appointments, competent people have been appointed in very important positions. And I think if we've got a very strong election. President Ramaphosa gets a clear mandate that he can implement the reforms he wants to implement. And we all of us, focus on economic growth, radical economic growth.
Yeah.
I believe South Africa in a 3 to 4 years' time from now can get back to the growth rates that we deserve.
That was Capitec CEO Gerry Fourie.